Hi everyone, I'm Jackie Schimmel, writer and creator of Blog Turn Podcast, The Bitch Bible. If you're an old listener, hey girl, if you're new, brace yourself. Just got home from Paris tonight. Holy fuck, I've gained 8 pounds in 2 days. That is not a joke, 8 pounds in 2 days. I would be ashamed, but I'm pretty fucking proud of myself. I mean, the amount of consumption that I can put down is unbelievable, especially when the food is free. Shout out to Le Grand Hotel. They hooked a bitch up. I mean, Z-list goals. I had 3 fucking balconies. I had a club level with open bar all day, foie gras and fucking weird fruit and figs and lox. And everything I could ever imagine, and I did good. I mean, I was ready to shove some foie gras in my bag. I might have done that. I want to be invited back, so not going to get into too many details, but they took a loss on me. I mean, you give me an open bar and open food, and I will do work, hence the 8 pounds. So, yay me. It was amazing. Oh my God, this is getting so goopy so fast. I'm done. Please keep listening. This is very unlikable. I realize that. C'est bien. Does that mean something? You know, Spanish and French to me run a very, very straight parallel. I speak, it's like they're one and the same. Speaking of that and blurring languages, can we please talk about Lindsay fucking Lohan. Okay. While I was abroad in Pelly, I got probably from friends and listeners, maybe like 100 tweets, texts, emails, Snapchats about Lindsay Lohan and her new adapted accent. I personally feel a real spiritual connection to her while I'm living in London, and I would like to just use this platform to try and beg her to come do my podcast. I know she's very busy opening nightclubs in Greece. This is amazing. She has a new nightclub, I think it's called Lohan. And when asked why she decided to open a nightclub, she ultimately said it was to be charitable and to help Syrian refugees. Because that makes sense, because opening a nightclub would help Syrian refugees in a different country of your than your nightclub resides. It makes a bunch of sense. Girl, I've always said this. Charity starts at home. Get a facial. Love you. But like, is it really on your priority list to help the Syrian? To help Syria? Help yourself. That's not selfish. That's just self-preservation. And you need a little self-love. If you haven't seen the video of her bizarre new accent, you are not living your best life. It is like a mix of the other sister, French, Italian, British, American, on the spectrum. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's fucking fantastic. And I've been saying openly that I would like to have a Gwyneth Paltrow-esque British accent with a hint of Madonna, maybe a hint of Anne Hathaway. She kind of does that sometimes. Maybe she doesn't. I just hate her. I don't care. But I'm working on it. And I mean, just when I started to dabble in certain adjectives, sometimes I say cheeky, sometimes I say cheers. I call shoes runners. I'm very well cultured. And then Lindsay Lohan comes and just bogarts me in every way, shape, and form, as she does. I feel like this episode is going to be a semi-tribute to Lindsay Lohan because I feel that she represents just a very true cautionary tale in the most iconic form. She does not get the respect she deserves. She is basically Amanda Bynes adjacent, but with less psychiatric problems and way less concern. Like, people are not worried about Lindsay Lohan anymore. Oprah tried and failed. I just find it to be crazy that It's front page news if, you know, Kendall or Kylie Jenner gets a fucking froyo. But nothing Lindsay Lohan does, even in the most bizarre, outrageous form, keeps her relevant. Like, nothing. She has tried everything. I virtually live a stone's throw from Lindsay Lohan in London, and I was kind of thinking of making her, I don't know, like a care package, and I could just drop it by. Maybe a Rosetta Stone, some water. She needs water. Bitch needs water. I mean, I'm not the most hydrated bitch on the block, but like, I don't think I walk down the street and someone's like, ooh, dehydration. She needs water. Those freckles are flaking. She's a flaky little freckled fuck. Say that 5 times fast. What else could I give her? Maybe a Somalian orphan, great for her career. A collection of her greatest hits. Oh my God, can we just talk about some of her movies real quick? If you ever are looking to lose weight quick, just from the cringe sweats. And if you don't know what cringe sweats are, it's like when something is either so, it's just so amazingly terrible that you get that, like I get this all the time where I get like the nervous smile and I'm cringing internally and externally, but then my heart rate increases because I'm so nervous and embarrassed for people. And then my heart rate increases, and it's just a really natural, amazing form of cardio. I suggest it. If you would like the cringe sweats, please watch Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. It is horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. And I'm just, you know, I've been thinking about Lindsay Lohan a lot in the past 24 hours, and then I'll never think of her again. JK girl, love ya. But people have always said for the longest time what a talent she is and what a waste her immense talent has been. I personally, looking back and reflecting, don't think I agree with that statement. I mean, she was great in The Parent Trap. Obviously, that was a great exercise in her faking accents. That was, you know, step one. I mean, other than that, have you seen I Know Who Killed Me? Is that what it's called? I Know Who Killed Me? She plays these twins. If you haven't seen it, another great cringe sweat. You got to watch it. It's so weird. An amazing career move. Then Georgia Rule. I mean, I would say Felicity Huffman stole the show in that one. What a weird fucking movie. All of her movies are so dark. Keep it light. Keep it fluffy. What was Freaky Friday was fine. But, you know, oh, what am I? Mean Girls, obviously. Hello. What else did she do? Oh, my God. What about the Oprah docuseries? That's amazing. I mean, did everyone watch that? That was a fucking amazing. Even Oprah couldn't save Lindsay Lohan. If Oprah can't help you, nobody can. Her body of work truly is incredible. It's got amazing range. The Lifetime movie she did is only rivaled by Elizabeth Berkley's performance in Showgirls. Nomi Malone. It's at the same level there. And I love Mean Girls. And obviously, she was supposed to be the main character in that. Regina George killed that, obviously. I would never be friends with Kati Heron. What a buzzkill. Kati wasn't funny. She wasn't truthful. Super freckly. Just all around vanilla. I don't do vanilla. And I'm not talking like a Häagen-Dazs vanilla bean with the little bean flakes. We're talking store brand Safeway Select vanilla, reduced fat, no cone, no toppings. Although she was African in the movie, so she represented a diversity quota that I'm always in the pursuit of. Mean Girls was genius, but let's be clear, it was not because of Lilo. She did not carry that film. It's crazy because she's done all these weird, obscure movies. She moved to London. She moved to Greece. She was getting married. She's been in multiple alleged physical altercations with all the guys she's been dating. All billionaires, by the way. She needs to lock that shit down. She needs to get herself some good meds, get herself a therapist, figure out a moisturizing routine, and lock down a billionaire, divorce him, sans prenup, and just go away. And just live your dreams, okay? Fly Dina out, have a ball of a time, and just stay away. I mean that lovingly. That's not me being a bitch. That's me being helpful. That's me being a fucking friend. You're welcome, Lilo. Let's meet for cocktails later. I almost forgot all about her jewelry theft, her lesbian stage with Samantha Ronson. That was so fun. Okay. I'm over her now. This is almost becoming philanthropic. This is good press for her, and you're welcome, Lindsay. Okay, guys. Let's talk about Real Housewives of Orange County. I just finished the episode. The first thing I did when I got off the train from Paris to London, I ran to my apartment, downloaded the episode, another $2.99. Everyone keeps telling me about Bravo Now, blah, blah, blah. I want to have these episodes forever, okay? I'm a collector. You know how there's weird bitches that collect, like, Beanie Babies and shit? I collect vintage housewife episodes. Sue me. I should be able to get this shit for free, just saying, but I still pay. Now, that's charity work, okay? Philanthropy. Whew, I have so many feelings. Okay, before we get into the actual episode, there are a few small details I need to purge myself of. Megan's outfit. Okay, let's just dissect this really quick. It is a half-up, half-down top knot. She has pearl accessories that look like they are from HSN, perhaps Jackie Collins, or vintage Joan Rivers, with matching earrings, a printed dress that is like an acid trip, long sleeve, a midi dress, if you will. Then, when you think things can't get any more chaotic, RIP K-Fed and Britney, she puts on some black fishnet stockings and open toe heels. This is such a pet peeve of mine when people wear tights with an open toe, like, heel, especially fishnets. So your toes are fucking sausaging out like you're a mermaid. And then you decide to put a heel on like Ariel got... I'm not even going to get into it. It's fucking horrible. Horrible. And let's please not forget Kelly's genius quote from last episode. Heather is the puppet and everyone's the master. What the fuck? Girl. Housewife rule number one. If you're going to have some serious revelation about your castmates and want to expose them and make a dramatic statement, get your damn copyright, okay? Heather is the puppet and everyone's the master. That makes no sense. No damn sense. You got to rehearse this shit, girl. Amateur hour. I must say, I know Heather Dubrow. I like Heather Dubrow. I think she's smart. I think she plays the game. And you know, Megan kind of said that she thought she was being conniving and manipulative. That's what makes for a good housewife. Heather's no dummy. I might be biased because I really like her and she like randomly retweets shit that has nothing to do with housewives or her. And I kind of feel like we're weird cyber friends, but I have met her in person and she was lovely to me. Lovely. And cool as fuck. Like super cool. So those are just my two cents, okay? And I like that she's fancy. I like that she has a Chanel flask. I'll tell you that much. I like that she married a Jewish doctor. Not a bad move. I like that her house has a room just for luggage. Good life choices. Anyways, I just gotta say, I've said this last week, I've said this a million times, Vicki Gunvalson is the Real Housewives of Orange County, okay? I get nervous when there's conflict with Vicki because she can never not be on the show. I mean, I will petition. I will go to Coto de Casa where she lives and I will start a rally or a protest or something with blue cheese stuffed olives. And let me just tell you, I have a sky top that I bought maybe like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. For those who don't know what the sky tops are, it's like circa Real Housewives season one, where Gina and Joe and Lori and Tammy, they all wore these tops that have like a plunging neckline with like a weird like metal crystal embellishment under your tits. Naturally, I own a sky top, and while I should have sold it or thrown it out or converted it into dish rags maybe, you know, 6 years ago, I have it hanging in my closet waiting for the day that I meet Vicky Gunvalson. It's coral. There is a crystal tiger on it, and I refuse to throw it out because that is my Vicky Gunvalson tribute top, and I'm going to wear it when I meet her. She said she's coming on this podcast, so ask, believe, and receive, and my shirt will be waiting. That was a tangent. Sorry. Back to the episode. Where do we even start? Okay. Oh, so Megan is in her second home in St. Louis. Apparently, she's contemplating moving fully back to St. Louis. Is it St. Louis or St. Louis? Am I thinking of a show tune? Oh, that's embarrassing. Well, I'm doing this podcast alone, so I can't even edit that shit out. You're welcome, America. Okay. Fuck. Megan's in St. Louis. Genius over here. With Jimmy, her adoring husband. And clearly, somebody has been spending too much time on Pinterest. First, she's making candles. Now, she's cutting a cake to see her baby sex. They're having a girl. I'm so bored. Next. Okay. I just want everyone to know, if things don't work out for me and Andrew, my backup plan is getting Michael, Vicky's son, to date me. Because, well, first of all, let's be honest. I'm clearly out of his league, so it should be easy. And then I could go on a family trip to Puerto Vallarta with Vicky Gunvalson. This episode shows Vicky's range. I'm obsessed with her. I can't stay mad at her. I want everyone to forgive her. I don't care if she ate my dog. I love her. You know, last episode, she's humping an Irish guy in a pub, wasted. The next episode, she's Xanaxed out, playing the meek victim, asking for apologies. She is epic as fuck, okay? I'm a little confused by... Not confused. I'm just, with this rumor that David beats the shit out of Shannon. I don't like when stuff like that gets brought up. I was annoyed with the Russell Armstrong storyline. I don't like the divorces. I don't like bankruptcy. I don't like any dark storylines. I like to keep my housewives light and fluffy, like a meringue, if you will. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I have no opinions. I think it's weird to bring up on television. I will say that. I think that there are kids involved. Oh my God, look at me. How likable am I right now? Like when people say there are kids involved, I have never said that before in my life. Wow. Hashtag growth. I never think about housewives' children. I forget they ever even exist, except Brianna. I love her. She's fab. Jolene, Kelly's kid, forgot about her. Forgot about, you know, Heather's kid, Coco's pretty cute. They're just not relevant to the show, so I try not to, like, think about them. But, you know, saying that the dad beats the shit out of the mom, it's not a great look. And it's just dark. Not into it. So, Shannon is throwing Tamara, like, a junk food barbecue. Post, what was it, her weight loss or her muscle competition or her bikini competition, whatever the hell that was, her fitness thing. Not my scene. Not my vibe. Very, the whole like fitness competition to me was very, how do I say this without offending people? It was just very white. You know what I mean? The bedazzled bathing suits, the lucite heels, the spray tans, the frosty lipstick. Not my deal. But she looks amazing. I mean, she could beat the shit out of me, that's for sure. Definitely take me in a ring. So Shannon throws her this post-competition junk food party. There's donuts, there's fried shit, there's alcohol, there's cookies, there's everything that I eat on a daily basis and lose immediately because I have a wild bird phobia, which burns a lot of calories. These girls are really busting it out for a daytime barbecue. I have a real thing about like going to somebody's home and being overdressed. I feel like it's weird and kind of, it's just thirsty. Obviously, they're on TV, so this isn't applicable, but I don't know. Megan's outfit was just, it took me over the edge. I don't like when people wear cocktail dresses and heels to a house party, especially like a day house party. I prefer like, I love a thigh-high boot. Recently, I just love even a flat one. I love a thigh-high flat boot. I am into that shit. It's a very pretty woman, but cool. I love an Oxford too, a metallic silver Oxford shoe. Very menswear inspired. I'm into it. Lesbian chic. I also love a sneaker. I always have and always will love a sneaker. When I go to Vegas, I wear like sparkly, slutty little outfits, and then I always wear it with a sneaker so I don't look like a sorority girl. Something to try. Another thing that I noticed is before the party, Kelly made a cheese slash charcuterie plate. I hate the word charcuterie, it's not cute. Megan came over and they had like a little appetizer, and Kelly served pre-sliced cheddar cheese. You know, like when you can buy a tray of cheese that's just perfectly square, and you get the pepper jack, and then you get the white cheddar, and then you get the orange cheddar. I don't like serving orange cheese on a cheese plate. It's too white. It's just too white. It's like that weird orange cheese spread or like a rondelet. If you're gonna serve rondelet, if you're gonna serve any type of a cheese that comes in like a plastic little tub, take it out of the fucking tub. Or if you're gonna serve a crudité, which another word that I hate, like which is basically a fucking vegetable platter, it is a vegetable platter with ranch, very white. Don't serve it in plastic. Just put it on a motherfucking tray. It's one more dish. And a lifetime of self-pride. Just don't do it. And those stupid like tortilla wrapped pinwheels, I hate those. If I walk into a party and I see a pinwheel, a turkey or ham pinwheel, I will turn around and I will walk the fuck out. Don't invite me over and have a pinwheel. And I don't like tubs of soda either. I like individual little mini cans. Or bottles, preferably a bottle. I like a glass bottle. Could I be more cunty this episode? I spent 48 hours in Paris in a beautiful hotel room, and now I've turned into Gwyneth Paltrow. Shoot me in the ass. I'm done. So they go to this barbecue. Things are getting very clicky. Shannon and Tamara and Heather are just kind of like the new Destiny's Child. And not into Vicky, don't want to forgive her, want nothing to do with her. Shannon feels very passionately about this. Megan is kind of like Switzerland. And Kelly and Vicky are a duo. I want them all to forgive Vicky. I know why they have reservations about it. I don't care. I love her. And it just felt weird. This was kind of an underwhelming finale for me, I must say. Vicky has a new boyfriend, Steve. That's exciting. Toward the last 5 minutes of the episode, Brianna tries to get Tamara and Vicky to reconcile. It does not work. Vicky and her perfectly coiffed bob get in the limo with her shawl, and just kind of, it's kind of the same ending as last year. Vicky alone in a limo. Kind of on the outs with everybody. I'm very nervous about the reunion. Oh, the reunions are my favorite. I live for the reunions. Yeah, it just kind of left me underwhelmed and unsatisfied. I will say, there was no amends made. I would like Shannon and Vicky to have a come to Jesus moment. Jesus being like the seventh housewife. Have you ever seen a group of women on a Bravo television show talk about Jesus more? And then some shit went down. I guess on Monday night, Kelly Dodd was on Watch What Happens Live. And some people called in. And when you call in the show, you have to, say what your question's gonna be. Shout out to Embassy Row. Side note, me and Watch What Happens, my podcast and Watch What Happens Live have the same production company. So I'm like kind of an insider. And they do, screen the calls and ask what you're gonna ask. And, it's been working for years. So apparently some people called through saying they were going to ask a different question than they did, and then on live television basically accused Kelly of cheating with some guy named Frank. So Kelly turned to social media and says that Tamra orchestrated this ambush and hacked into her, I don't know, her text messages or something. And Tamra is saying that Tamra and Shannon are saying that some people, whoever these alleged people are, sent her screenshots of text messages from Kelly that prove that she was cheating on her husband, Michael. And she had nothing, and Tamra had nothing to do with the people calling in. And it's absurd. Kelly saying she's gonna sue people. It's like a whole thing. I mean, Housewives and Twitter, not a great combination. But it is a little bit fucked up that she got ambushed on TV. They were separated, Michael and Kelly. So who knows what happened during that time? I mean, Michael doesn't seem like, Michael's not, I'm not gonna, well, I want her to come on my podcast, so I'm not gonna say anything. But who knows what the real story is? Eddie is still not gay. I love that he went and got Louis Vuitton shoes to solidify that he's not gay. Very comfortable with his sexuality, I will say. He likes an embroidered button down and a light wash jean. And let's be honest, if he was gay, would he really be wearing affliction shirts and light wash True Religion jeans? Probably not. If he was gay, he would be eaten alive for that type of an outfit and for still spiking his hair. A gay would never do that. You're welcome, Eddie Judge. You got my endorsement. So the finale is next week. I will be covering it. I will be paying $2.99 per usual. And let's just see what happens. Let's pray for reconciliation. It's not going to happen, but I hope you will have a Vicky Blue Cheese Stuffed Olive Martini with me. Watch it with bated breath, and then listen to this podcast next week for all of my thoughts. And you guys, follow me at Jackie Schimmel. Very nasally today. I feel like I have excess saliva just from being on a train and just eating so much cheese. So sorry about that. Follow me at Jackie Schimmel. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. Okay? Follow me. Join me on this journey. Live, laugh, love. Dance like no one's watching. Give this podcast 5 stars. Leave me a review. Stroke my ego. Share it with your friends. And that's it. Love ya. See you next Tuesday, bitches. Or really more like Wednesday morning. Sorry, been a little bit delinquent. Okay, bye.